This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. This week for you, follow-up on a topic that we've been discussing the past couple of weeks, that is starting garden transplants from seed. Today, why that might not have succeeded, that process. Joining us is Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent. In fact, Greg, on the most recent K-State Garden Hour webinar, discussed starting those transplants and some do's and don'ts there. Greg, what you're encountering here is questions from folks who have given this a shot. They've tried to start those transplants from seed indoors, and they didn't achieve germination, and there might be a selection of reasons for that.
Yeah, there's numerous things that can go wrong in the process, and maybe many of them are out of your hands. But so one thing is making sure you have viable seed. So sometimes our seed kind of peters out and there's no life left in them. You can either try the process of putting them in the media and keeping them moist and seeing how they go, or you can do kind of a seed experiment, put 10 seeds in a moist paper towel, put them in a plastic bag, and put them in a warm place and see if any of them germinate. You'll get a percentage that do, hopefully, and so then you kind of know, well, it wasn't my fault. It was the seed that was worn out and it wasn't successful.
Is there a general shelf life of garden seeds then?
There is. So some may last only a year. The one that comes to mind is onion seeds. Generally speaking, you need to start those fresh each year. But some may last 3 years, and it depends really on how they're stored or kept. Cool, dry spot is the best place to store those. Otherwise, just purchase new viable seed that you know. And on those seed packets, they usually have what's called a germ percentage. Germination. And so you'll see if it's 60, 80, 90%, which would be ideal. So you have success starting off at the beginning.
Allowing enough time for germination then. Again, what are the standards there?
Yeah, so there's quite a variety of days it takes for different seeds to start. Some of them can maybe 3 or 4 days. You have the warm temperatures and get them going. But some of them may require a much longer time frame. And that may be because of the seed coat on it. So some of them may have a very tough, hard seed coat that we do some what's called scarification. So that's just softening up that seed coat so that it can go ahead and sprout for you. Different ways of doing that, and it's probably you need to do a little research on your particular crop that you're trying to start. Some of them you may just need to file the seed coat a little bit, make it a little thinner so that it can sprout. Sometimes we use what's called a boiling method, that we put them in some boiling water that softens that seed coat. So again, this is probably if there's a particular crop that you're trying to get started that you want to do a little research to see what's the kind of preferred method to allow that seed to go ahead and start to break through the coating so that it works for you.
We visited in previous conversations about temperature and light in which those transplants are being started.
Yeah, so the temperature is going to allow you to have a little more rapid germination. I think the rule of thumb is around 70 degrees, but there can be some differences. Many of our commercial seed companies will have that information maybe on the seed pack that you purchase or online that you can look those temperature ranges up. And on the seed packet or maybe on the website, there's going to be information whether it needs to be planted very deeply or shallow. Particularly, some of them need light to be able to reach that seed to germinate. Light can play a factor on waking that seed up and getting it going.
Again, you can achieve good transplant starts through some of the tips that Greg has offered here. And Greg, you covered a great deal of this and more in that Garden Hour webinar. And that is recorded and online for anybody who'd like to go back and review that information, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, reach out to your local extension office. They can provide the information as well.
It's as easy as searching for K-State Garden Hour online. Greg, thank you, as always.
Been my pleasure.
Greg Eystone there, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.